It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend. Now, here's Dave Benton.
Yes. One round in the books. We're down to 32 in the NCAA tournament. Welcome in. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Content-heavy, guest-light show today. We got a lot going on, a lot to get to. So it's not going to be a lot of guests, but we are going to give you a lot of content. Dan Kilbridge from SpartanTailgate.com will be with us at 10:30 to talk about Michigan State and their loss to UCLA and where maybe they go from here. But we are going to break down the East, the West, the Southwest, and the Southeast brackets. We'll talk about the picks that we've had. We'll talk about the picks that we expect to happen in the future. We'll also talk about Jim Tressel and what's going on with that. And then also Pro Day. Scott was out of Pro Day for Michigan State. Talk about who he saw, who impressed, who did not impress. But we start off today with what you'd expect, which is the MSU loss to UCLA 78-76. And it's a bummer that they lost in the first round. You always hate to see Tom Izzo's teams bow out early in the NCAA tournament. But in a way, I'm very relieved for you, the fan. Okay, I'm relieved that now you can remember this season for what it was, which is just a massive disaster. See, last Sunday, when the draw was announced for this tournament, the first thing I thought was, man, MSU could not have bribed somebody for a better opportunity. Okay, UCLA was the weakest of the seven seeds. Florida should have been a four seed, and if not for San Diego State, they would have been the weakest two seed. BYU had lost two of their last six games, and they were the three seed. It all set up well for Michigan State. Now, nothing is an easy draw considering what MSU was this year, but certainly it was an opportunity to make a run in this tournament. And as much as MSU fans deserved a run this season after what they've had to go through, I felt myself hoping that they would lose to UCLA. Okay, because let's say that they had taken advantage of this draw. Let's say Michigan State goes in, they beat UCLA, they beat Florida, they beat BYU, and then they bow out to Pitt in the Elite Eight. Well, guess what happens? You forget all about what this season really was. You start claiming March is all that matters. And all the awful things that define this season, losing 10 of the last 17 games of the year, losing to Iowa by 20, Wisconsin by 26, Purdue at home by 20, being swept by Michigan, losing 2 of 3 to Penn State, taking both Northwestern and Indiana to OT for wins, losing Corey Lucius for whatever reason he was dismissed. Even the fact that in any other season, Michigan State isn't even on the bubble, all of that would have been forgotten if they had gotten to the Elite Eight. All the poor efforts of this season, all the stuff that made you upset would have been forgotten because MSU fans would have been screaming, see, March is all that matters, and we got it together when it counted. And to a certain extent, I agree with you, okay? March is what matters. But here's what you're forgetting. If you win in December, if you don't lose to Iowa by 20, if you sweep Michigan like you should, if you take care of business against Penn State, you don't have to worry about getting a lucky draw and a lucky opportunity because you're already a high seed and the draw will be easier. And that's what people are forgetting about this year. This year, just claiming March is all that matters doesn't cut it. This team doesn't deserve that kind of excuse. And had they made a run, that's the exact excuse that fans would have made for them. And the thing is, I don't hate Michigan State. I've said this. I know I've been bashing on them a lot this year. But the thing is, I don't hate Michigan State. I love what the program is. I love Tom Izzo. I love a lot of the players on this team. But I think my main issue with this season was the overall attitude of the team. Okay, there's no shame in losing to Duke or Texas and UConn. It's the fact that the players decided when they were going to play hard and when they didn't think it mattered. They decided when it was important to play well, okay? And that attitude is what brought on all those bad losses during the season. Say what you want. The players are the ones that decided that they needed to go out and beat Purdue, okay? They took a look at their situation and they said, man, if we lose this game, our season's over. So they played hard and they won. Same thing happened a couple weeks ago when they beat Illinois at home, okay? It was the players saying, holy crap, if we don't win this game, we're going to get eliminated. We're not even going to make the tournament. Okay? And they played that game again against UCLA, and they dug themselves too deep a hole, and it bit them. Okay, you call it a miraculous comeback against UCLA to almost win. I call it waking up with 8 minutes left to go in the game and realizing, holy crap, we're about to be done for the season. I call it the team turning it on and just doing what they should have been doing for 40 minutes. Okay, what Michigan did to Tennessee, that could have been Michigan State UCLA had they played like that from the very beginning of the game. But what happened? Same old thing we see game in and game out this season when MSU doesn't feel the pressure. UCLA got every loose ball. They got every rebound. MSU played lazy defense, was stagnant on offense. We see it time and time again. Once they started hustling and playing good defense, UCLA was done. They were completely flustered and outmatched towards the end of that game. But when you spot a team 32 minutes of bad basketball, you're going to have trouble, okay? And when you play that game all season long, you don't deserve to make a deep run, no matter how great an opportunity you have. So I was relieved that they lost to UCLA. Now, here's the good news. I'm excited about next season, because this is what's going to happen next season. You're not going to have any stars. You're going to go 18-11. You're going to finish mid-table in the Big Ten. And I am honestly pumped for it. Why? Because in addition to that 18-11 season, and in addition to not having any stars on this team, you're going to have Tom Izzo and 15 kids who hang on his every word and do everything he asks of them. You're going to have players diving on the floor for loose balls, muscling people out for rebounds, playing in-your-face defense. A team that breathes some much-needed energy into the Breslin Center, because the Breslin Center has fallen back in the pack as far as a home court advantage. And the team's also going to feed off of that energy all at the same time. Most of all, you're going to have a team that's going to go hard for 40 minutes every night. And I would rather watch an 18-11 MSU team that plays hard for 40 minutes than what I've seen this year. Okay? Green and Rowe are going to be true leaders. Appling's going to butt into a star at some point. Payne, pending he learns all the plays, is going to start giving you more performances like he did against Sullinger and Ohio State. Maybe Brandon Dawson and Dwayne Anderson make an impact as freshmen, or maybe it's Bird. Whatever the case, it's going to be that 2006 season all over again. That team that had Drew Neitzel and a bunch of role players. When no one expected MSU to do anything. When everyone thought it was the beginning of the end of the great MSU teams. And you may not like those prospects, okay? But that 2006 team was my favorite MSU team to watch ever. Tom Izzo's best coaching job, in my opinion. And I'm telling you right now, next year's team may not win a championship, may not get to a Sweet 16, but they're going to make you fall in love with MSU basketball again. And just like the Final Fours that followed shortly after that 2006 season, next year is going to be a rejuvenation season that'll lead to more Final Fours in the future. We're going to talk more about the UCLA-Michigan State game when we come back from the break. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.